and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KBOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this 14th morning of February. A Friday is here. Glad you are too. 54 degrees on our way to 85, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the Sutherland studio line by Dr. Jennifer Thomas, Health and Human Performance Professor, Emporia State University. It is just about time to get lapped. Laps for Landon coming up on Tuesday. Jen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good.
We're doing well. We're doing well. So how are things going here with the last, I'm not going to say last minute preparation, but late preparation here for Laps for Landon coming up next week?
Yeah, we're down to the last few days, and it's hectic, but things are really coming together very well. And our class was talking yesterday. This feels like this is going to be the most, quote, back to normal that we've been. Since 2019, and so and we are doing things a little different and have some new things added and have lots of wonderful, including the Opie Chicken House, who we just heard from, lots of wonderful local and regional donors who are going to make our silent auction and prize table amazing. And the weather looks like, I mean, I'm glad the rain is only for this next, day or so. So, I mean, everything just looks like it is coming together, and we are very, very thankful for that.
All right, Jen, there's a lot to get to. Let's first lay out the logistics, time, location, and how things will work.
Absolutely. Well, if you know where the ESU Student Recreation Center is, you will be able to find everything. You will be able to find us and every aspect of this event. So that's another nice thing. We're not having to be as spread out as we have been these past couple years. And then even before that, we just decided we wanted everything more centralized, and the staff at the ESU Rec is absolutely amazing in terms of just being accommodating for us and supporting us with what we do with this. So if you can make it to that north end of campus at the ESU Student Rec that faces I-35, that little building down there, you will be ready and raring to go with everything. Some of the activities, especially all of the stuff with the athletes, and we are going to have so many athletes there this year playing all the different sports from soccer, football, basketball, even track and field, you name it. They are all going to be out in that big parking lot area. The area of that parking lot closer to the building, the north end of that parking lot, so the furthest end of that parking lot toward Highland Street, that's where you can pull in for your barbecue. And so, and if the barbecue is all somebody wants, and it's just for a donation of any amount, so a lot of people have a check written and ready to go, some pay cash, some use Venmo, we'll have all options, but they can pull in off of Highland, swing into that parking lot, and then swing back out onto Highland. So it's going to be super convenient. That's the Lazy Butt Barbecue crew. The Lazy Butt truck is, they have amazing food, and Carl Baker runs that, owns that, and he does this because his grandson, Aiden Dreyer, who is 7 now, has CF. He has the type that the medicines that have been developed over these past few years that have just come to fruition, they actually help Aiden. So he is doing great. He has the more common mutation of CF. But his granddad says, we've got to still be on this mission because the mutation that Landon has does not have really effective treatments, and not the way that other one does. So we thank Carl and the Lazy Butt crew because they are going to be there. So we had this kind of light bulb moment where it was like, okay, ESU, there is a mass exodus out of those ESU parking lots down Merchant Street at 5 o'clock. And so we're actually going to start the barbecue earlier this year to hopefully convince all of those people leaving work at ESU to pull down Highland, swing in, make their donation, get their barbecue. If they want to then, come back and participate in everything else, great. But again, if they just want to contribute that way, they can. So that north end of that northmost lot at ESU will be the barbecue, but then we'll have it blocked off. And again, the south portion towards the rec building will be where all the athletes are, the sand volleyball. We are so pumped to announce, okay, everybody knows our disc golf team, right?
Yeah.
ESU has an awesome disc golf team as of this year. They are super good. And Dynamic is just one of our biggest supporters in terms of our silent auction and everything. My wonderful daughter works out there, has for 2 years, and so they have hooked us up with an item, a great item for the silent auction, but they're also going to do right outside in front of the student rec, they're going to do what's called a CTP, and that stands for closest to pin throw. And so they're going to have the basket set up, they're going to have some discs, and it's just it's a dollar a throw, so it's to help us raise funds, and you get to try to be the closest to the pin. And so there will be some, I think it might be some from Dynamic and some from the ESU team. They're helping to facilitate that. And, again, it's just to help boost what we raise and also get people interested who have maybe never thrown a disc before. It would be hard to believe that you could live here and never have thrown a disc. But some of those people might exist. And what's really cool about that is for prizes, they not only have some custom-made Dynamic discs, Laps for Land, and gift cards, but they made some custom-made discs with our Laps for Land and logo on them, and they are sweet-looking. So that's really something we're very excited about. We think that's going to be a very popular thing. Inside the building, inside the student rec, is where everybody can find like the silent auction. The bidding still takes place on a Facebook page, so we'll be letting everybody know how to get to that and what that is. But they can walk around and look at all of the silent auction items there if they want. We know a lot of people will still bid from home. That's great. That's still an option. But for those who kind of miss the old school way that we did things and want to walk around and actually look at all the packages and check things out, they'll be able to do that. That's also where the prize tables will be, and people can buy tickets. It's a dollar a ticket. You drop it in the bucket for whatever you want to win. So we've got some awesome prizes donated as well. And then we'll also have a merchandise table where people can buy the event t-shirt, bracelets, stuff like that. So that for right now is what we plan to have inside. The Bouncy House is back this year. Yay. We couldn't have it last year because of the weather,
yeah.
But if it's not too windy, it will be out where all the athletes are and all those activities in the parking lot. If it's a little windier and we think it's going to be an issue, we'll put it in where the silent auction and everything is. But for right now, it's all in that same area of campus. So if you're near the student rec, you're going to see all the different things that we are doing.
Holy cow. Dr. Jen, are you surprised by how this has expanded over the years? Because it wasn't nearly this big.
No, it was not. It started out a very small event with some very dedicated people who knew Blythe and Aaron and the Doty family and, you know, a lot of ESU people because she has worked there just as long as I have. And so it was kind of a core group of dedicated people. And then we get some people who wandered in, you know. And my class was also much smaller. My class had 16, 17 people in it when this started. I now have 40. So it's grown for a number of reasons. And this is where I do also, again, have to give a shout-out to the Dreyer family because in 2016 he was born, and they all showed up to walk that first year. He was a baby because he was born in February. So he was a baby, you know, that year. But in 2017, which was the 10-year anniversary for Landon, you know, it was their second year, and that's when Carl stepped up, started doing the barbecue. They started getting so much of their family there to participate, and he has a whole, you know, support system too. And so it's just, yes, it's been amazing for me to watch, and I do. I have close to 40 students in this class, and they you know, they get to the very first week of class back in January. I walk them through. They get to see pictures and videos from when we first started all the way up through last year, and they want to carry on that legacy. It's a very strong, you know, it's just an awesome thing, and they view that as their legacy at ESU. And last year's group, you know, shattered any previous records with what we raised. We raised 13,000, and I never, ever thought we would surpass 10, to be quite honest. So this year's group is like, oh my word, we have a heck of a mountain to climb. And I told them it's not just about what we raise. It's about getting everybody out there, have fun, enjoy each other's company, find out, you know, what CF is and what's being done for it, and just let people enjoy being part of our community. And we just get such amazing support. It is humbling and it is encouraging. But we get such great support from Emporia and area businesses.
Well, this is this all started for Landon Doty. How many years ago now, Jen?
Landon Doty, 16 years ago, and he is now 16. He turned 16 back in January. Yeah, he goes to Council Grove High School because Aaron became the superintendent out there a few years ago, and Blythe still works at ESU. But all his buddies showed up in mass last year, and so that was really cool to see him have this huge group of those Council Grove High School students, and so many from the Council Grove community made the drive down here. And so we still get support from North Lyon County, where Aaron was the previous superintendent. Yeah. And so it is neat. It's not just Emporia, not just ESU. So that's another reason, you know, why it has grown, and we have folded in all of those communities. But this disease is just so tricky because it affects the lungs and the digestive system, and the person looks healthy. When you look at Landon, and he's into powerlifting right now,
yeah,
so he is freakishly strong, yeah. And he looks like this strong kid, and he is, and he's healthy on the outside, you know, when you look at him, but his lungs and his digestive system just wreak havoc on his life. And so, and again, he has the very rare mutation that they just have not been able to develop effective treatments for. They can chase things down and keep things, you know, try to keep things in check in his system, but it's just a very, very tough disease to deal with all the breathing treatments and the enzymes that he has to take to break down his food. It's a pain, and it's been something he's used to dealing with his whole life. But as he gets older, it's tougher, you know, and that life expectancy, which is still right, it's mid-30s, you know, which is better than it used to be, but it starts to stare you in the face, you know. And so he's just, he's very motivated to, he tells everybody about this, and he looks forward to it, and all of the families involved are just very, very thankful that we do this and that we have such a supportive community.
And proceeds, all the proceeds, again, Jen, go where?
Good. They go to the CF, or Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, and they have regional offices, regional chapters. Their headquarters is in Maryland, but we work with the office out of Overland Park, and you know, they count on people to do walks and to have different fundraisers, because this doesn't, it isn't cancer. It doesn't get a lot of government funding the way that, you know, very, very common diseases that high numbers of people have. I know Aaron talks about that all the time to people, how if we want to fund research for this, we've got to take matters into our own hands and raise money for the foundation, because they turn around, see what researchers want to do, and they give them the money to do those studies and see what will work.
Well, you have got a lot lined up. There is a lot going on. Laps for Landon coming up this Tuesday, April 18th, outside and inside the Emporia Rec Center. There's just a ton of stuff going to be happening. And things start, what, at 6?
Things start with the auction and the games and all that at 6 o'clock, yes. And I really encourage everybody, if you have a Facebook account, go to the search bar and type in Laps, and then the number 4, Landon 2023. And if you go to that page and you click on discussion, they're going to be able to see everything, all the sneak peeks that we've done on the auction items, and they're going to be able to see information about everything, how everything's going to be done. So if I talk too fast just now and threw too much at everybody, it is all on our Facebook page. If they just go to that page, click on discussion, it will take them to all of the posts. And then on Monday, I will be posting that separate event page that is Laps for Landon Silent Auction 2023. And that is that separate page that they go to. And that's another thing I did want to say that's a little different this year. We're hoping that this gets some better participation on the auction, is we start the bidding at 8 a.m. on Tuesday morning, and it goes all the way till 8 p.m. when all the games and everything end. And so we will close the they bid in the comment section of each item, and we will close the bids at 8, and then we'll give people that maybe didn't win what they were bidding on a few minutes to go buy prize tickets if that's what they want to do, and about 8:05-ish we will draw for prizes. So again, just a little different. We used to only allow bidding during the event for those couple hours. But we had a lot of people say they'd really like to be able to look at stuff all day, you know, while they're at work or over lunch, and be able to get those bids going. So that's another change this year, and we're really hoping that works out well.
Well, thanks to you and your team for all the hard work, and looks like it's going to be a nice evening for Laps for Landon coming up Tuesday, April 18th. Thanks, Jen.
Thank you guys so much for helping us get the word out. We appreciate it.
Have a good day. That's Dr. Jennifer Thomas, Health and Human Performance Professor, Emporia State. and one of the lead organizers for Laps for Land and raising money for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation Check Tuesday.
Oh, all right, and if you want to be part of the Newsmaker slot, so we actually have most of ours available next week, and we're going to be filling the Monday Newsmaker spot here before the morning is out. Tuesday we'll have Emporia State Director of Bands Gary Zeke, a pair of upcoming jazz concerts that we'll be highlighting Tuesday morning right here on KVOE.
And our Newsmaker brought to you by the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House at 744. Stay tuned. Weather next.
Emporia Public Schools would like to invite parents of children who will be in kindergarten or preschool for the 23-24 school year to pre-register their student online. Emporia School offers kindergarten at all six elementary schools and free half-day preschool for 3 and 4-year-old students. Pre-registering your student by April 26 will streamline the enrollment process, which will take place online in July. To get started today, go to usd253.org and click on the appropriate pre-registration link. For more information, contact the Jones Early Childhood Development Center, the elementary school nearest you, or call 341-2396. Emporia Public Schools, we build futures.
Call the Top Guns, the masters of disaster, when creepy, crawly critters show up on the scene.
For over 50 years, McKenzie Pest Control has offered quality service to all of East Central Kansas. With a knowledgeable staff and hometown service, let McKenzie